She's the most famous woman in Argentina. Eva Perón, or Evita, as people call her. And on Tuesday, thousands took to the streets to pay tribute on the 70th anniversary of her death. Liliana Fernández says Evita should never be forgotten.
She was a great woman, someone who fought for the poor, who challenged the powerful. That's why I'm here today, because I want to remember her.
Eva Perón used her role as a first lady to secure benefits for the working class, founding hospitals and orphanages. She also helped women get the vote. She continues to be revered by millions of people in this country and has become the most powerful symbol of the ruling Peronist Party.
Eva Perón died of cancer when she was only 33 years old. Hundreds of thousands of people attended her funeral. Her body was embalmed and kept at the headquarters of the most powerful labor union in the country. When her husband, Juan Perón, was overthrown in 1955, her remains were kidnapped by members of the military. Historians say it was a systematic attempt to erase Peronism, a political and social movement from Argentina.
There are not many cases around the world where a corpse was tortured. She was taken so people could not take flowers to her tomb. That shows the importance of this woman who died so young.
Evita was finally brought back to Argentina 20 years after her death and is buried in a cemetery in Buenos Aires. It is here where hundreds of people have queued for hours to visit her grave.
We need to learn from her and always carry her flag of what it meant to be a woman during her era, a flag of fight and courage. We need to continue her legacy, to move forward and fight against the powerful.
Eva Perón inspired love, but also hatred among those who opposed Peronism and its attempts to empower the working class. Those divisions continue to divide Argentina today. But almost everyone here agrees that Evita changed history and helped give a voice to those who had been ignored for too long. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.